may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM, Sirius 41 XM faction, and I just landed in Los Angeles. I'm here with Kat Von D, and we're going to be playing some of her favorite songs. First of all, I need to know, I think there's a fucking... Somebody put a tracking device on your car or something, because the paparazzi... always knows where she is. And we were just talking about this, like, we came out of this smoothie place and she wanted to try mine, I wanted to try hers. If you catch the right photo at the right moment, it'll totally look like we're
in the 50s and we're sharing a shake with two straws, like,
lovers sharing the same straws, like, you know,
giggling.
What I mean?
Yeah, but little do they know that I hate your guts.
How do they know?
I don't know. I think probably because we stick out like sore thumbs.
What do you think the tactics are of paparazzi? It's got to be, if you're driving down and you see a cool looking car, then you might just park and wait to see who it is. That's number one. But number two, ever since you had your Bentley... you've never had a license plate on it.
Yeah, I haven't.
How do you get away with that?
Well, now I feel like maybe I should put a license plate for trickery, but I'm not sure. I don't get away with it. LAX always pulls me over, you know, but I don't know. I like it because my fake license plate's black and it matches the car, and I don't know.
And what about parking tickets?
I've never gotten a parking ticket for it.
But, I mean, how do you get one?
Oh, VIN number.
Oh, VIN number.
Yeah. Oh, they've got it all figured out.
What about when you fly through like a toll booth thing that has like an easy pass that you don't
yeah,
have?
Yeah, exactly. Those cameras ain't got nothing on me.
So
I'm not promoting breaking the law, by the way.
So I haven't been in LA for a while, but I'm staying at Kat's house. I'm going to be filming with Tyler, the Creator, with Odd Future. And apparently I'm doing something called Dubstep Dad. Dubstep Dad. I don't really know what that is, but I'll find out tomorrow when I film it. So hopefully I'll be good at it. But you, on the other hand, are working on a new album. You've been working on this for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been working on music. It was like 3 years ago when I started, I guess, taking on the new project. It was like taking voice lessons and trying to learn how to sing first. And then now, finally, I'm able to like start writing and recording. So later on today, I'll probably start going to the studio.
I was wondering about this voice lesson thing because you let me borrow your iPod once and I just hit shuffle. And then there was an entire track that was like 20 minutes long of just, I'm like, what is this? All that stuff. And I was so interested in it that I had to listen to the whole fucking
thing.
Shut
up, did you really?
Oh, yeah. Just because I wanted to see it.
Hey, when we get back to the house, I'm going to make you do it. We're doing skills and it's going to be fun.
What if you have the shittiest voice and you take voice lessons for maybe 4 years? Like, will it work?
Yeah, well, I think it's like... most of the time people discredit like their ability as a human being to do anything. I mean, there's nothing special about what I do as a tattooer, as a doodler, as a, you know, a piano player, whatever. It's just the amount of practice that you put into something. And I think that like we have different instruments we use, you know, when you want to learn how to play guitar, you practice and you learn, and you know, it's not like you're just born with it, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And so, yeah, you can't, unless you have some type of, you know, physical disability.
Fat little finger syndrome like me?
No, because I've seen you play guitar, and you're good, and you also know how to play piano, and you're like this, what is it called, Renaissance man, like secret. Like,
well, you've been playing piano since you were like 3 or something, haven't you?
I was 6, okay? Yeah, I've been playing classical music, so I'm a total like Beethoven nerd.
You play like gnarly ass, like Mozart classical... Yeah.
Gnarly ass Mozart classical. Yep, that's the genre of music that I play.
Don't they say if you spend 10,000 hours yep. doing something, then you're going to be a pro at it or something
that's
like
how,
that?
Like the human brain, supposedly, they've run tests studies prove that 10,000 hours, you'll be able to master something. And most of the time it takes people about, like, if you dedicate your life to something, 10 years sometimes. So
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, when do you feel, was it like your 10-year anniversary? Like, where were you at in your career skateboarding?
Let's see. Well, I started when I was 7.
Yeah.
Then I got sponsored when I was 14, and then I turned pro when I was 17.
Hold on a second. You started skating when you were 7?
Yeah.
And then you got pro when you were 17?
Yeah.
Do the math.
True. That's yeah.
It's awesome. I love it.
learn something new every day.
I love his right now. The wheels are turning in his head. So basically, you can do anything you've ever dreamed about. It just requires practice, and you know.
What about bending your dick around the back of your ass so you can fuck yourself?
Well, you've definitely mastered that. I think you've been practicing quite some time.
I think I mastered it so well that I had to write a song about it,
and it's so good.
Speaking of songs, let's play one of your favorite songs.
Well, we can listen to that song we were jamming to today. Want to?
Which one?
It's called What Else Is There by Røyksopp, and please excuse me if I didn't pronounce it right.
Where are they from?
I believe they're Norwegian, but this has the lovely and amazing lady who sings on Fever Ray, so that's her awesome vocals on it. Should I press play?
Let's do it.
All right, What Else Is There?
Flashlights.
listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Faction. Oh, yeah, Radio Bam Sirius 41 Faction. That was Roy Scott with What Else Is There. And today we're going to be playing Kat Von D's favorite songs. And speaking of that, she's working on a new album. Are you going to be...
I love how you're like my commercial because I never talk about it. It's awesome.
Are you planning on doing like some dope-ass music videos to these songs?
Yeah, I am, actually. But you know what I was thinking when we were taking our little morning hike today? I was like... You know, I love all the videos you've done that you should do one of the videos too. But we're jumping the gun because I have to finish the album first.
That'd be awesome. How far along are you?
Pretty much written a bunch of, we have a solid amount of songs now. It's just, the reason it's taken so long is I think I just had a lot of stage fright issues like the last year and some. And then through lots of prayers and just lots of working on myself, I just finally broke through and it's been exciting. So now it's like finally, it's like the floodgates open.
Didn't you do a private show or something in LA somewhere? I know I couldn't make it, but showed me footage of it.
Yeah. I covered Bronski Beat song. It was like at Linda Perry's event that she does every year called An Evening with Women.
And so she's working on this album with you too, right?
Yeah, tonight we're going to go meet up and make some music. What was I going to say? But, hey, remember when the song was playing, we were talking about stuff?
Yeah.
I was, remember? I was trying to do the math, and I was like, how long has it been that we've known each other? Because I've known you a long time now.
It's definitely been...
Because I didn't meet you at Roost Rock. I met you at the Rainbow, and I remember I was supposed to tattoo Villa, and he was like, meet me at the Rainbow. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I go there, and I remember the first thing you did, you grabbed my hands, and you looked at my tattoos, and you're like, where did you come from?
Where did you come
from? And I was like, down the street, I'm living at this, over on Hollywood and Highland or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we ended up partying all night.
What do you think, like...
Oh, yeah, hold on. Do you remember this? Do you remember we were all sitting in the cab? Me and Villa were talking about the tattoo, and you look at me, and this is like before I had a TV show or anything, and you're like, hey, you better not fuck up my friend's tattoo. And I remember in my head, I go, hey, I don't tell you how to... suck dick on a corner, and why are you gonna tell me how to do my job? Go stick to skateboarding, man, bro. And little did we know, you'd be my BFF.
I know. I think like at least 8 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's awesome.
And you've been through
so much.
You have so many tattoo shops. The first one on and houses too.
Yeah, I have actually. Yeah, it is nuts.
At some point or another, I think I've. Stayed over, and I got so drunk I peed the bed once.
Yeah, that's happened. Why are you laughing so hard? I had to clean your mess.
Because I'm like, fuck. I'm like 24 years old, and I just pissed the bed. Like,
it was awesome.
I think I was having a dream about like pissing in some nice bathroom. Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Wait, why is my pants getting all wet? Oh fuck, I just peed the bed. This sucks.
Hey, do you want to know a funny story that I never told you?
What?
Do we have time for
it? Yeah, big time.
Okay, cool. One time, me and you, we were partying all night back when I was fun, and we went and stayed at Johnny's house up in the hills.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I had to go do something. So since I didn't drive, I had to call a cab. So I called the cab, and I go outside to wait for my car or for the cab to arrive, and you had the purple Lamborghini at the
Yeah,
it wasn't the blue one or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was a note on there. Did I tell you about the note?
No.
Okay. So I'm like, when did they leave? So I went and I read it, and some asshole was probably walking their dog, some total biatch, whatever. She wrote you a note saying, it literally said, purple Lamborghini, are you fucking serious? And then that's it.
That's all?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to let Bam see it. It's going to hurt his feelings.
Lamborghini, are you fucking serious?
I'm like, serious as it comes.
What if it was like,
but dude, that
a
lady,
girl's car? Did she know it was me or something?
I have no idea, but like, if you think about it, if someone's walking their dog, they would have to go back home and write it down and come back and leave you that, like, what an asshole.
Purple car, are you serious?
Oh, that's the only secret I've ever kept from you. Stupid story, I know.
Well, that was when... we were like primetime raging at that point.
Yeah.
And Kat would only drink
tequila.
Vodka or tequila. She wouldn't mix any drink with
like margaritas were like a waste of time.
Yeah, like, or a vodka club is a waste of time. Just give me the vodka. And I think your last straw was when we went to
I was drinking vodka back then.
You were slugging vodka and
we were watching Metal School.
You threw your cup and it nailed the soundboard, got all over the place, and they turned around just to beat up somebody else who they thought did it, but it was really you.
Yeah.
But they grabbed the guy next to him. Come here, motherfucker, what did I do?
Most of the time, I'm the one doing, like, the apologizing for you, so now I see. Yeah, I got you back then.
And then,
but you know what happened that night? I was married back then, and I, because I had spilled vodka all over my hands, when I flung out that cup, my ring fell off into this massive crowd.
Yeah.
And I remember going, oh, man. When do I see my husband again? I'll try and get a replacement by then, and I totally didn't.
Yeah. Not to mention,
you can imagine how awesome that marriage was.
How can you, and how do you explain yourself, so you're out raging it up at Metal School, and you somehow...
It
happened
fell
to
off,
lose
babe,
your ring.
I swear.
I swear, there's vodka all over my hand.
But
it was slippery. I fling my hand and it went flying up. Yeah. And you expect me to believe that one? Yeah. No, but that's what really happened.
Yeah. I still can't believe I was married. Anyways.
Let's rock out to some more of these songs.
Okay.
I've been on so many flights and I either lose my iPod or it's dead or I don't have anything. So, I haven't heard music in a while.
Well, there's
been good music because I've been doing club appearances in Florida, so you know what that means. It means I'm going to be hearing shit like, all I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What?
And all those rap songs.
Okay, well, for now, I'm going to play you. This is one of my new addictions. It's a band called Fields of the Nephilim, and I think I have a crush on Carl McCoy. He's so awesome.
Isn't he... like old?
No.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, they do. They have been around a long time, but he's awesome. Anyways, the song is called Court of Souls, and it makes me want to drive so fast. Ready?
Let's do it.
Oh,
Oh, yeah, that was Fields of the Nephilim, played by Kat Von D. We're playing her favorite songs. And I...
Did you like it?
I did. And I... as we were listening to the song, I realized that you have the official hots for him.
No, I don't! I do not. No, you know what it is? It's like, I am fascinated with people's minds and... especially people who are artists and create things, and poets especially.
He looks like Van Helsing rolled around in flour.
Yeah, you like it, and you're totally going to rip on his style.
He looks rad.
No,
he looks
like, he's like leather clad and just ashes everywhere, and like he invented that shit.
It looks like 69 Eyes were influenced by him, because it sounds like him, and they kind of have that same look, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've heard of them for a long time.
Moonchild's a good song too.
And they're playing in Halloween. In London.
So are we gonna go?
Dude, I'll go.
I'll get to.
Love that.
Let's go.
You're going to London soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Sephora's been sending you everywhere, haven't they?
Yeah, but I'm gonna be in London actually for the clothing line stuff. So we're gonna do it's like Fashion Week and stuff. Yeah.
But Sephora's been flying you everywhere like a maniac, right?
Yeah, I was like in Brazil. 4 days, and then like I went three times to San Francisco in this last 2 weeks, and I have to go back on Thursday. You want to come?
Well, I have a bunch of stuff there because, yeah, my skateboard's there. I have a whole bag there.
Your paintings.
I have about 6 paintings that are probably at least 4 feet by 3 feet that I got to somehow
send back. I'm so impressed with the painting. Do you remember? This is all going to be flashback Friday, but it's not Friday or flash. Well, anyways, do you remember the time we were at Marquee and Novak got naked and we all painted him? We all had arts and crafts, but it was serious.
Yeah.
The only person who wasn't serious was Novak.
Well, no.
But he was serious. He was seriously modeling naked. And we
Novak was just sitting in a bed
laying
in a bed naked, holding a red
like
wine.
Like a pinup girl.
For a good hour or two as we all...
Seriously painted.
And we had oil paints, too, so... I got oil paints all over the taxi when I was bringing them home, all over the airplane. Dude, like, oil paint will just... If it hits this table and it hits your clothes, it'll just eventually spread everywhere.
Yep, but I was so impressed because I didn't know that you drew so well. It was like... You're really good.
I guess there's a while where I just didn't do it and I didn't know. But when I
that you were so I didn't know I was such a genius.
No, I mean, once I hurt myself and I was bored as shit, I was like, I'm just gonna buy some canvases and start painting. And then
On Twitter,
I realized how much fun I've been missing.
Yeah,
painting, you know, it's fucking fun.
I know. And I like because I follow you on Twitter. I was like looking at all these pictures that you're posting, and I was like, you know, from afar, your biggest cheerleader. I was like, oh my God, like, he's so cool. He's creating. Awesome.
I have this problem, though, where I just keep painting Novak. I don't know why.
He's your muse.
I think I've, like, mastered painting him, so I'll just draw him with his fucking top hat, and then I always write, like, some dumb quote that he came up with.
Yeah. It's awesome. what should we play now?
Well, it's your iPod. We can play whatever you want.
I say, should we play one for the girls?
Let's do it.
Let's play. That's me thinking. One of our favorite bands, The Sounds, My Lover.
Oh, yeah. Actually, Millie's in Sweden right now hanging out with The Sounds, so this one will go out to her. Millie Marcetic, Radio Bam Series 20 Faction. I mean, 41.
Oh,
I always do that. We'll be right back. doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Song that you played?
Well, we played My Lover by The Sounds, and then we played Cities of Dust by my all-time favorite band, Susie and the Banshees.
So there's a new festival in Delaware, Dover, Delaware, that I went to called Firefly, and this dude, the promoter guy, fucked everything up so bad to where, like, he gave me wrong directions parking. When we got there, I had to remove my car. Then he took me to the wrong stage. He did all this shit wrong, and it pissed Novak. Oh, and Novak demanded red wine that he said was there but wasn't. So the police are walking by, and Novak tells the police to go arrest him because He just banged out a 15-year-old in one of the tents.
Banged out?
In one of the tents. And just made up this whole lie thing. And, like, just, he told the cops that he was joking, but he just wanted to give them a hard time about it. So he goes up, rips the CB off of him that he's working on, handcuffs him, and takes it, like, way further than it needs to. He's like, wait a minute, but I didn't even do it. He's like, oh, we heard all about it, and everybody's been talking about it. First of all, you're fired from Firefly. We're taking you straight to jail. Like, this dude is, like, crying, and then Novak just goes, ha-ha, motherfucker, that's what you get for not bringing me my wine.
Novak, you know, that's, like, bad karma.
No, Novak is one big bad karma. Aww. Him and Novak, the same dude, this guy Nick, he's a promoter. He went to this thing called Rockapalooza in Michigan that I was supposed to go to, me and Novak. And I was in Iceland, and I decided to stay there for...
Good call.
2 weeks longer than I needed to. Yeah, the smart headliners were like Godsmack and Nickelback and Puddle of Mud and all this stuff. So, you know, I basically had no desire to go. And so Novak went. And because I didn't show up, they're like, well, Novak was supposed to get $2,000 out of this, but because Bam didn't show up, we're only giving you $900. And he's like, I did my job, motherfucker. I showed up. I can't control Bam while he's in Iceland. I can't do that. I did my job. So they're like, well, you're only getting $900. He goes, you know what? I'm going to make this such a fucking problem for you. So he goes into the hotel room, smashes the TV, rips the bed apart, writes all over the walls, and now there's a $5,000 bill for the hotel. He's like, you could have just simply gave me my $1,100, but no. Now you have to pay for this $5,000 thing. And they're like, well, we're going to sue you. Sue me for what? I don't own anything. Go ahead, put it on my fucking tab. See if I care.
Oh, man.
And then I think he kicked out Nick's rental car. And then in Delaware, he kicked it out again just for no reason. Now Enterprise will not let Nick rent a car anymore.
It sounds like... I don't know.
Novak's my walking television set. That's why I don't get mad when he does dumb shit like that. Like, that's why I'm going to kick out your window again. Hopefully Enterprise won't let you rent anymore. Go ahead and do it. I'm not the asshole here. Novak is, and it's entertaining for me. So have at it.
Well, he's totally not staying at my house.
If he could ever get here, I think he's... he has to take these.
Is he banned from the airport?
No, he just got out of jail, so he has to do these drug classes three times a week. So he can't technically leave unless it's only for 2 days. Like, he went to Pensacola with me to do this other appearance, which was funny because once again the promoter, dude, I'm telling you, this dude fucks up so much that the deal was, which I usually do, appearances at bars, and I'll take photos with everybody, sign.
It's like a giant meet and greet, basically.
It's one big meet and greet, yeah. And, you know, I'm drinking with everybody, yeah. So it feels like, you know, I'm chilling with everybody. So, well, this thing said that I had to do a 45-minute comedy set.
But you don't do the stand-up comedy.
And you know, I'm already there.
I mean, you're funny, but...
I'm already there. Yeah, but I've never done that before. And I want my $8,000, so I could either just say, well, fuck off and walk away, or I could come up with 45 minutes worth of material. So I decided to do it, and it actually worked out pretty good. It started off with this radio host lady that can puke on command, and she happened to have five big pieces of canvas. So I'm like, all right, me and you are having a barf painting contest, and we're going to barf all over these paintings with milk with different colored dye in it, and see who could come up with the best looking painting and see who wins. Then I had Novak and the dude Nick. I tied ropes around them, and they both ran full speed in different directions. And, man, they ate shit so hard. They had the biggest rug burns.
But I love the fact that, like, you're so resourceful. It's like, oh, there's a rope on the floor. Yeah. Let's just be MacGyver and invent something to make people laugh. Good job.
Then I had Novak come up and start talking. Then I Rockied him. Then I Rockied the security guard.
I love the fact that you have the term Rockied, and I don't even have to know what you're talking about to know what you're doing. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's splashing a cup of water on the left side of their face and then punching them on the right side of their face from behind when they least expect it. That's called the Rocky. And then I played my rap song, Bend the Dick, that I sang to. And that actually worked out pretty good. I Want to Bend My Dick Around the Back of My Ass is the name of the song.
It's so good.
And then after that, I think I had, I had everybody draw dicks all over Novak. I was like, I want each and every person, I want Novak to be covered in dicks by the end of this thing. So
I really hope somebody filmed this.
Yeah, it was all on film, and I was just surprised that I actually made it to 40 minutes worth of onstage entertainment, spur of the moment.
You know what I love about you is that most people like would be like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
I wanted to so bad.
Yeah, but you stuck in there and then you made it fun. It was like you saw the silver lining on the cloud, keeping it positive with Bam.
There's just nothing worse than like dull silence on stage thinking of what you could come up with next. So, how's everybody doing tonight?
Right?
Everything been pretty cool? Yeah, fuck, I have nothing to say right now. What do I do? What do I do? I guess I'll just kick Novak in the nuts real quick.
Like, get over here. Aww.
But it did work out.
I like that. Should we play some more music?
Let's rock out.
What should we play?
It's your favorite songs on your favorite iPod.
Okay, this is so awesome. I love The Cure. I think anybody who spends 5 minutes with me knows how much I love The Cure. And Robert Smith did a little cameo on this Crystal Castles song called Not In Love.
Oh, I like this one.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That sounds gross. Don't.
Crystal Castles with Robert Smith.
Not
Smith
In Love.
Of The Cure. Not In Love. Radio Bam.
I saw your picture hanging on the back of my door. Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we were lovers. Now we can't be friends. Fascination ends. Here we go again. Oh, 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 'cause it's cold outside. When you're coming home,
going hot right now. Oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho. This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, yeah. That was The Cure with Crystal Castles.
No, it's not The Cure. It's Robert Smith featured on a Crystal Castle song.
Well, Kat would know because we're playing her favorite songs right now.
I do know, and I love music.
You know what? I have to add one more thing about this dude. I don't know why the fuck I've been doing these appearances with this dude who keeps fucking shit up, because when I got to Pensacola...
Yeah, one more thing.
He picks me up in this, like, not a tour bus type thing. It's more like a small bus with, like, stripper poles in it or whatever.
A party bus?
Yeah, a party bus.
Yeah, and we all know what those are, right?
He lets his buddy who's driving the car have his, like, 13-year-old son on the bus with, like, three of his friends that are girls and two of his... Basically, I'm in a fucking bus. I feel like I'm in a Chuck E. Cheese bus, you know?
Minus the awesome pizza?
Yeah, like, and there was no escape anywhere during this appearance. Like, you usually have, like, your own little green room. Well, the green room was filled with the Chuck E. Cheese kids. And, you know, if I go up to the VIP section, there was more random people in the VIP section than, you know, basically you lose. Yeah, there was nowhere where I could go that I had, like, a few minutes of silence or safe zone or, like, time to even think straight, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, God forbid if I had to take a shit or something, it would be crowded with fans in there. You know, like...
That sounds like fun, too.
Man, you know, and he just offered me another one that...
Just say no.
I know, but it's just so nice getting cash. And
you're like a stripper.
I am, because I'm telling you, my dad gives me 10 credit cards, but none of them have a code to where I could actually get cash, because he likes to see what I'm spending
what
I'm doing.
That's because he cares.
Yeah,
because
he handles all my bills.
Like jewelry and flair.
Yeah, or like, you know, oh, why'd you take out $500? Why couldn't you just swipe it through the credit card? What were you buying on that one? Huh?
Your dad.
We were having a Kanger Rage party, and I needed a bunch of pills for the airplane.
See, I knew it.
Speaking of your parents, do you remember the time where me, you, and your mom and dad squeezed into your car?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And drove to on Sunset somewhere.
How did we do that?
I don't know, but it was your idea, and I just remember the sound of your mom's voice. She was like possibly in pain.
Of course. You can't even fit a fucking soda can in a Lamborghini Gallardo, and we have Ape driving. I'm sitting on her lap somehow,
Was driving? I can't remember, because I was, like, stretched across the entire car.
Yeah, and your head's poking out the driver's side window, my head's poking out the sunroof, and I'm sitting on Phil's lap, and you're laying across the whole thing, and it was for the Steel Panther movie thing. They were working on something, and they thought it would be funny if we all pulled up.
And then I think your mom ended up singing Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
she did. That's so great. Yeah. What was I going to say? So, I was thinking for the last song, we could play a song by my new boyfriend.
Well, let's do it. wait, why'd you do that?
I don't know, because it's weird to say I have a boyfriend. It's awesome.
Doesn't he just stutter?
No. Well, he does have a little bit of stutter. It's the most endearing thing ever.
You met him in England, right?
No, I met him through Danny, because Danny had, like, produced one of his songs, and he was like, you gotta hear this song, and I was like, oh, yeah, totally, and never did, and then finally one day I watched the video, and I was like, of course the production was awesome, Danny did a great job, but I was like, I love his brain, like, he's so smart.
Yeah.
But he's awesome.
And that's weird that you would, like a rapper for some reason.
Well, you know me. I've never been one to, like, know much about that genre of music, but it's not that I'm, you know, I know you love rap and hip hop and stuff.
Big time lately.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, I've been like addicted to Yellow Wolf and Lil Wayne lately. I don't know why.
That's awesome. No, but the reason that I said it like that was just because I don't know. It just sounds funny, I guess. I think I've downloaded the song. Let me see. You keep talking while I look.
Okay, well, this is going to be our last song because it is time to go. But, Yeah, so we've been playing all of Kat Von D's favorite songs, and I'm back in L.A. for a hot minute filming with Tyler, the Creator. Maybe it's because I've been hanging out with so many rappers lately that I started to just get into it.
Yeah, that could be it.
And I started writing my own fucking rap songs.
That's so funny. I love all the rap songs.
I have two rap songs done right now. One's called I Want to Bend My Dick to My Ass So I Can Fuck Myself, and the other one's called That's Why I Fucked Your Mom.
Both
which
hits.
I'll be playing soon, maybe on the next Radio Bam. But it's got to be mixed and mastered and all that.
So, Jesus, hold on a second.
And I go by Fuckface Unstoppable. That's my rap name.
Okay, I found it, guys. I found it.
All right, we got it. So this is called Scroovius Pip.
It's by Dan Lesak versus Scroovius Pip, and the song is called Thou Shalt Always Kill.
Over and out.
Joe Strummer, Johnny Harmon, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, or Sid Barra in vain. I should not think any man over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. I should not read NME. I should not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. I should not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. I should not buy Coca-Cola products. I should not buy Nestle products. I should not go into the woods. Boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your shitty little primal song, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar. Just a band. Led Zeppelin? Just a band. The Beach Boys? Just a band. The Sex Pistols? Just a band. The Clash? Just a band. Crass? Just a band. Minor Threat? Just a band. The Cure? Just a band. The Smiths? Just a band. Nirvana? Just a band. The Pixies? Just a band. Oasis? Just a band. Radiohead? Just a band. Tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Let's remember that guns, bitches and bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. That should not make repetitive generic music. That should not make repetitive generic music. That should not make repetitive generic music. Should not make repetitive generic music. That should not be my ride. That should not scream if you want to go faster. That should not move to the sound of the wickedness. That should not make some noise. When I say hey, that should not say ho. When I say hip, that should not say ho. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Kill me. Why have you been re-recording this vocal? That should not call me happy. That should not shake it like a Polaroid picture. That should not wish your girlfriend was a freak like me. That should spell the word Phoenix, P-H-E-O-N-X, not P-H-O-E-N-X. Regardless of the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. Thou shalt always kill. We'll be right back.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction. Later.